Welcome back to State Sponsored Conspiracy Podcast. Thanks so much for being here. Audience, thanks so much for being here. Co-host, whose codename for today will be... I'm doing the movie thing where I'm just looking at things in my room.
All right.
You will be Green Candle today.
All right, and you will be Red Easter Island Head. Red Moai.
I'm glad you have that in your room. This is going to be a different sort of episode.
We're recording from home today. Our bunker is getting fumigated. And by fumigated, I think that actually means investigated by the FBI, which I thought we were homies with, but I don't know. Apparently, after that Wendy's incident, they're looking into me.
Which, what I tried to explain to the audience last episode was that just because you started the fight and you caused the fight and you did it, doesn't mean that you're legally responsible.
I was testing a legal theory that I had thought up against the advice of my lawyer, who I think is a rube. I thought if I could enter the Wendy's bathroom, right, invoke squatter's rights, and then once the employees tried to remove me, I could invoke castle doctrine and defend myself against, them entering my home, which I had been squatting in for 30 seconds. It didn't really work out that well. But, we got government lawyers, so it's fine, I guess.
I mean, a lot of our listeners are probably, they're not really that well educated. So they don't know that, people do these things to test the legal system and to put forward new cases. They thought that there was some sort of brawl at Wendy's for no reason.
I'm under house arrest. My wages are being garnished. It's all good, though. I feel fine. I won most of the fights, so.
And for this reason, it's a different sort of episode. In case you're unaware, this is the only conspiracy podcast that is funded by the U.S. government. NPR has some podcasts that are funded by the government. This is the only conspiracy one. And part of our job, part of what we do working for the federal government that I haven't brought up before, is that we are in charge of coming up with fake conspiracies that we then put out to the public to distract from real things. I don't even know if I'm supposed to be telling you this, but you guys have been great fans and great listeners, so I'm letting you in on a little bit of a secret, that's part of our job, that's part of what the government does. And so I thought we would have our usual sort of brainstorming session, and we would just record it and put it out as an episode.
They haven't actually accepted any of our ideas yet, but I feel like this time, something's in the air. This time, it's different.
Yeah, usually I'm at the table with the CIA, and I get laughs, I get weird looks, people make fun of my PowerPoint slides, but I think I have some real heat this time.
I'm ready.
For starters, I think this might be the best one. So recently, there's been a lot of conspiracies about Taylor Swift and how she's working for Joe Biden and the Super Bowl was rigged. And all that stuff.
That's one of the CIA's. They just make garbage. What the hell?
That was theirs. It's not even that good.
Yeah.
And then I was sort of thinking, and I was like, you have the duality of music with Taylor Swift, and you have, Kanye. He's more of the conspiracy theorist than he is the conspiracy theory.
Let's get him on.
And then I thought, the other sort of big artist who just released something is Beyonce. And so I thought a good Beyonce conspiracy to spread would be that she never really left Destiny's Child.
Who run the world?
It's Destiny's Child. Do you think people would believe that? Like, people would get into that?
That she never left Destiny's Child. Well, what happened to the other members? Do you think she consumed them?
They're pulling the strings.
Oh, okay. Forgive my language here. She's actually the slave to the other Destiny's children.
Yeah. And it's sort of like it's like manifest destiny.
What does that accomplish for us, for the United States? How does that benefit us?
Well, the point is that people will get real into these conspiracies and they'll be distracted from what's actually going on.
Well, you don't think that's going to cause some beef with, the government and the Black Illuminati, which is a real conspiracy, by the way, which Beyonce is, near the top of, so I feel like maybe that might cause some, like, a rift there.
I mean, it's possible. I have a lot of other ideas. Right. I know I said this was the best one, but it's, I have so many ideas. It's whatever. Like, if one doesn't work, you know, if they laugh this out of the meeting, I have so many other good ideas.
They can just rapid fire it to them, and you know, they'll pick it up if they like it. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think our strategy going into the meeting is, if it doesn't work, it never mattered and I didn't care. But if it does work, I always knew it would work and I was hyped all along.
We get paid by quantity, not quality.
That's not even the only good celebrity conspiracy I came up with.
Go for it.
Obviously, there's a lot of, like, this celebrity is actually still alive conspiracies. Here's an easy one. Juice WRLD is still alive. And that's how he still puts out a song once a week. Boom.
Does he do that?
Yeah. There's a Juice WRLD song like at least once a month.
Ooh, okay. Here's a big one. What if we use Juice WRLD still being alive? What if he's not actually still alive? What if he's a ghost? And this is how we... Let's see. Do you think we could get the CIA in on slowly revealing the existence of ghosts to the world? Do you think that would be a good psyop? By using Juice
that
WRLD
would be...
as a catalyst.
That's how we break it to the general population.
Juice WRLD is the first celebrity ghost.
He is basically the ghost in the machine from Ghost in the Shell. He can't be used to like hack into everything like Ghost in the Shell, but he can like appear on any track in hip hop.
And he can ruin any track he wants from beyond the grave.
That's a pretty good power. You know, I wonder what celebrity the CIA is going to roll out when they drop aliens on everyone. Who would be good for that?
Probably Gaga.
Just because she's kind of weird. Like, she comes out in, like, a crazy alien-themed outfit. Well, she does, like, jazz now. Like, her era is come and gone for weird stuff.
Right. Gwen Stefani, maybe?
Gwen, so that's even older. Are you 45 hitting me with these ideas? Gwen Stefani.
I don't know, man. BTS.
That's a good one. What about Grimes? She has a very alien look.
Isn't she more normie now? Or has she gotten weirder?
No, she's gotten way weirder. What if I think people kind of hate Grimes. So if Grimes came out and told everyone about aliens, people might get pissed.
So we need a weird celebrity that people like. Kanye.
Just a nice, uncontroversial celebrity. Good idea. The other person I think we could say is still alive as a good fake conspiracy would be XXXTentacion. And we just say he had a huge growth spurt and is now unrecognizable. But he's still alive walking around Florida. And throw in some blurry pictures, people would totally believe it.
What if we fold him into the ghost thing? Let's say Juice... Which one died first, Juice WRLD or X?
Could not tell you.
All right. Well, whichever one died first, let's just say that they brought the other one back from the afterlife and made them a ghost as well. Let's just say they have the ability to do that.
That's all I got from music conspiracies.
Nothing like, you know, playing records backwards and saying, go to hell, the devil's real.
That's all. People, that's been done.
Yeah, but what
those
if we...
Those conspiracies have come and gone.
What if we revive it and say that actually is... It's real.
I feel like the media being secretly satanic is the conspiracy that never went away. I feel like people are very much still on that.
Are we satanic? We're the media.
We are the mainstream media. If you guys could see how many views we're getting, this is basically like NPR. We're bigger than most NPR shows.
If you play all of our episodes backwards, it reveals a secret message from Satan himself.
Now, the other media, this is the media conspiracy related to this. What if we told people that National Treasure was real, but then they made the sequel, and the sequel is fake, and they made it more outlandish to throw people off? You think people would buy that? People could get into that?
I'm not sure if I'll be able to give you good feedback on this one because I only saw the second one and I had it on my PSP at the time on a little UMD disc, and then that got stolen. That got stolen halfway through me watching it. So I've only seen the first half of National Treasure 2.
I think that is the optimal way to have viewed National Treasure 2.
Is National Treasure 1, is that a more believable story? Is that supposed to be like a documentary, or how would you describe
National it? Treasure 1 is way more grounded.
What's it about?
It's basically, you don't know, how have you not seen the first one?
I skipped it.
Did they not release this on the PSP tiny discs?
Well, yeah, when I got my PSP, National Treasure 2 was popping. So I went for that one.
I remember, this is only slightly related. I bought a PSP from my friend in middle school and then proceeded to only ever buy one game for it. And it was like a Tom Clancy, like, first-person shooter game, and it was, like, really terrible. Anyway, my point is, I think we could get people to think National Treasure is real, and that there is stuff in the secrets of the Declaration of Independence. And then the second one, where they go to France, that's like a decoy. I could see people getting into this. I mean, is the plot of National Treasure really that much more outlandish than QAnon? No, not really.
Could we also make sure that we implicate Nick Cage in this conspiracy by making sure he knows like some more government secrets, and that if you really want to know more, you have to like harass and pester him for it?
Yes.
Make him the QAnon of National Treasure.
I think that if we approached Nicolas Cage and said, would you like to be part of a PSYOP, he would say yes, absolutely. So you know how they say that you're supposed to eat before you go to the grocery store?
No.
Well, they say that. So what if the reason Bill Gates bought all that farmland wasn't because he's doing something nefarious, but just because he was really hungry when he was like shopping for things to buy? And so instead of buying like a African mining facility or something, he was just like, I think I'm going to buy like most of North Dakota.
Well, the CIA's conspiracy, they did the Bill Gates farmland one. So I don't know if we can pitch them a counter conspiracy to that.
I think I could compliment that. Like, he was just like, oh, I could eat a whole loaf of bread right now. But because he's Bill Gates, when he was feeling like that, he just bought North Dakota.
Okay, so you're saying if we make a counter conspiracy to that conspiracy, then it'll throw it in doubt, and so either people will believe one or the other. They won't even consider that there's a third real explanation.
Yeah, I want the end goal of this whole operation is for the average person to just be totally baffled by what's going on in society.
All right, maybe the CIA would buy that.
Yeah, I think that one has potential. The other real like CIA related one that I had in mind was, what if we kind of started sending out a conspiracy that MK Ultra was real, but that it was like totally chill, and that they were just like hippies like dropping acid and like making cool art and like hanging out.
Isn't that the truth though?
No, I mean that one guy like. They threw that one guy out a window.
I mean, that was just like an accident.
That's kind of what this would sort of play into that. Like, that dude like tripped when he was like partying with his tie tied around his forehead like a headband.
Okay, so this is kind of just like clearing the air, saying what really happened straight up, but yeah. Putting it in the form of a conspiracy.
Yeah, and people want to get into something like juicy than is like secret that they think.
You don't think MK Ultra is kind of stale? I don't think that sounds very juicy.
Well, the thing is, like, MK Ultra makes us look really bad, so this is kind of like a positive spin on things.
I mean, in that case, let's go more positive. Let's say MK Ultra was like, I don't know, maybe we could tie it into some Disney World conspiracies.
Are there the only Disney conspiracy I'm aware of? Because When I was a kid, there was a kid in my class who was like obsessed with Disney, and he was a child, so this was like the appropriate time to be obsessed with Disney.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
I know you do. And he told me that there are like thousands and thousands of cats that live at Disneyland, and they come out at night and they like keep them there to eat all the rats and stuff. That's like that's something I haven't thought about in like 15 years.
How do we tie that into MKUltra?
I don't know, but I'm just throwing that out there. That's something.
We shouldn't be, you know, digging up old conspiracies. We need fresh meat, you know? We need some real thinking outside the bun.
Well, it's funny you say that because while I was trying to come up with fresh conspiracies, I accidentally came up with one that is already an existing conspiracy because I thought, like, what if we started to get some like secret black presidents going? Like, oh, what if George Washington was actually black? What if Abraham Lincoln was black? Then I learned that there is actually a conspiracy that says that Abraham Lincoln was secretly black. Have you heard of this?
Oh, I heard a different conspiracy that, like, I don't know, who was it? Taft or Cleveland? I heard, like, one of them was black.
I think there's a book called, let me look it up. It was called, I think it was called The Five Secret Black Presidents.
Five of them?
Yeah, there was this historian, he claims that there was Abraham Lincoln and four others. I remember one was Thomas Jefferson. I'll have to look at what the other ones were, because it's pretty funny and could be its own episode, really. But the Lincoln is Black conspiracy has been around for a while, and I looked into it a little bit. And it started pretty much when Abraham Lincoln ran for president. There were like political flyers and stuff that called him Abraham Africanus the First.
So they were accusing him of being black.
Yes, but they weren't just being racist. There were people who legitimately thought that he was black. And it sort of came because Southerners obviously were very worried about what would happen if Abe won and became the president, despite the fact that he was actually considered a moderate for his time. Because he wanted to limit slavery, not abolish slavery when he was running. That was his like initial stance. But even so, there was a famous secessionist who said that in 10 years or less, our children will be the slaves of Negroes. And that obviously did not end up happening.
He thought it was going to get flipped somehow.
Yeah. He was like, If this black guy, Abraham Lincoln, becomes president, we're going to be the new slaves.
How will he do it? Nobody knows. But I assure you it'll happen.
Yeah, so that's like the level of paranoia and propaganda that was going on.
And so obviously in modern times, he's being suspected of being black for completely different reasons by completely different people.
Yeah, now it's like, now there's people who are trying to claim him as black for positive reasons. Like, oh man, this sick guy was actually black. And the argument basically, but like no like legit historian takes this very seriously, but there are people who do claim that he was black. And it kind of boils down to two things. Like one, like his appearance, and then two, his sort of somewhat unknown backstory. So he did, you can kind of see it in pictures of him, but he had something of a dark complexion, you might say, and he was said to have had very coarse black hair, and his dad was apparently said to be sort of a swarthy-looking fellow.
Did he not, like, work outside or something?
I mean, maybe he spent too much time working outside, and he was getting a little too tan.
Yeah, I think that's just like what a farmer or something would look like back in the ye olden days.
Yeah, but I mean, at the time, this combined with not being as racist as the other white people, this was enough to cast some serious suspicion.
Lincoln, say the N-word now or else.
Say it or else you're black secretly.
I don't want to say the N-word.
I'm sure he did say it.
Yeah, but it probably sounded funny because it was high-pitched voice.
Oh, that's right. He had like a weird voice, didn't he?
Yeah, he sounded like Jordan Peterson.
Nathaniel Hawthorne. the author of The Scarlet Letter and other very boring things I had to read in school. I didn't anticipate this, but this is like the third like school related side note here. I had to read a lot of stuff from this guy, and I learned that books about like 19th century New England are very boring.
Well, yeah, there's nothing over there. It's just fog and
secrets,
family slavery. Secrets.
But like, I had this English teacher who was just really pumped on 19th century New England. And if you're an English teacher and there's not like a super strict curriculum, you can basically just suck all of your students into your like magical realm and be like, this is what books are. Books are about like families in 19th century New England. But anyway, Nathaniel Hawthorne said this of Lincoln. Lincoln's hair was black, still unmixed with gray, stiff, somewhat bushy, and had apparently been acquainted with neither brush nor comb. His complexion is dark and sallow. He has thick black eyebrows and an impending brow. His nose is large and the lines about his mouth are strongly defined.
So he had a weird face for a white guy. Got it.
I think, yeah, Nathaniel Hawthorne did not think he was black. But I think this is sort of the description that got people thinking, I bet this guy is black secretly.
It sounded like he was describing an afro.
Yeah. And then there, the other interesting thing that has got sort of like actual modern people thinking is things that were written by William Herndon, who was Abraham Lincoln's personal friend, law partner, and biographer. He said this: there was something about his origin he never cared to dwell upon. Mr. Lincoln usually had but little to say of himself, the lives of his parents, or the history of the family before their removal to Indiana. If he mentioned the subject at all, it was with great reluctance and significant reserve.
I've never heard about this. Does Lincoln actually just have a mysterious past? Nobody knows.
He has a little bit mysterious, yeah.
Who were his parents?
I mean, probably just random people. Probably random white people.
You mean random black people?
And then J.L. Scripps, who was a reporter for the Chicago Tribune.
That's a writer's name for sure.
I know. What a great old-timey reporter name.
J.L. Scripps.
J.L. Scripps here. I'm glad we had the exact same idea at the same time.
That's just what J.L. Scripps would sound like.
He wrote, Lincoln communicated some facts to me concerning his ancestry, which he did not wish to have published then, and which I have never spoken of or alluded to before. So this, like, mysteriousness is what got people saying, I bet he was black.
Wait, so what does this have to do with what we're pitching to the CIA?
I mean, this is kind of a tangent. I'm not pitching this, because it turns out this is already an existing conspiracy. I just wanted to explain it, because it's interesting.
What if we... All right, hear me out. This one might also cause some trouble with the Black Illuminati. What if we say that every president has at least a little bit of Black DNA, and it's a conspiracy that the Black Illuminati has been making sure that there's a Black guy in the White House since George Washington?
I like where you're going with this. What if we started small and we just said, Biden is black.
Biden is full 100% sub-Saharan African.
Biden, again, we could start small. We could say Biden is like logic, you know?
I'm sort of like logic.
Yeah.
I don't think Biden can pass as that, though.
No, but...
What if we say Trump is black? That would be cooler.
Trump is like bronze now. Have you seen like a recent picture of Trump?
Yeah, it's awesome. He's like a Marvel character.
He's left like he had like a comfy orange hue at some point, and then he transitioned into just a crazy like bronze statue mode.
He's positively glowing.
See, I mean, I guess one concern I would have with this is, we don't want Biden to seem racist for, like, hiding the fact that he's black, but maybe we could spin it and say, like, Well, the reason he hid his blackness was originally so that people, you know, would vote. He didn't want people to be racist towards him. Totally understandable. Then later, when it would have been more acceptable to come out of the closet, the reason he hid it was because he didn't want to take the spotlight away from Obama.
Why would he be hiding it now?
Now he's hiding it because he legitimately forgot that he's black.
Oh, okay.
He completely slipped his mind.
Yeah, he called me Peter the other day. That's not even close to my name.
It's fine. That is your name now. If he calls you that, just roll with it. I had some other like sort of good like Biden conspiracies we could launch too. One idea I think that could have sort of like bipartisan appeal is what if we said like Biden is like Emperor Palpatine, not in the sense of being evil, but that he only appears to be old and out of shape, but at any moment he could fly out of his chair and do a crazy 360 spin attack.
He's actually a spry young man.
Yeah, and I think like this would appeal to both parties, because then like conservatives could say like, oh, I knew he was like Palpatine, and then liberals could say like, I knew he wasn't that bad. I knew he was still pretty spry.
See, look how healthy he is.
Did you see him do that crazy spin attack in the Senate?
Oh yeah, so for conservatives, it's like, oh, he's dangerous because he's not actually like an infirm old man. So when the next president's coming in, he's gonna like do a backflip and then like wrap his legs around their neck and snap their neck, and then he's gonna do like 50 more backflips, and then he's like, I'm the president now, Jack.
Yeah, their conservatives are gonna be like, I knew he was just like Palpatine.
I knew it.
Yeah, and then liberals can be like, he's like Palpatine.
We love Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
I think
good.
That's a home run conspiracy right there. And this that's not even the only Star Wars one I have.
Oh, okay.
This I think could also get major traction. We say that the new Star Wars trilogy that's coming out, because they're going to make a new trilogy, and Rey, it's going to like follow Rey.
Didn't they already did that?
What was her last name?
Daisy Ridley.
Yeah, Daisy Ridley. No, but they're making like a new trilogy. That's gonna,
what are you
like,
talking about? They already did that, though.
This is not the main point here. The reason they're making these new movies, like the next three, is because they want to get women to join the Space Force to battle Russia in space. And it's going to be like all hands on deck in space. So we're going to need the ladies as well to get up there.
We need smaller hands for all the buttons we have to put in these complicated space machines.
Yeah, like all the Space Force ships look like the interiors in the movie Alien, and so we're gonna need like some small feminine hands to like get at everything.
But on the outside, they're gonna look like X-wings.
Yeah, and like so, the conspiracy is like it's all like a psyop, like predictive programming. Women will see it and be like, "Oh man, I'm gonna join the Space Force and fight Russia. I'm gonna fight Putin in space and be just like Daisy Ridley."
So it's like Top Gun for girls, but in space this time.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
There's already precedent for this.
I don't know how we're going to slip that one past Tom Cruise. He's probably going to get pissed.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, we know what he did the last time when he found out we didn't like Top Gun 2.
But the thing that people don't know, though, like people who haven't actually met him, is like he's so small in person. They use a lot of camera tricks to even get him up to like 5'5". Like he hit me full force in that meeting, and it felt like I was being attacked by a toddler.
But then he had Scientology goons come and do the real damage, so it doesn't really matter how small he is.
But I recovered, and now here I am, so I think it's fine to launch this one. You know, my notes are not the most organized here. This really should have been earlier when we were talking about Destiny's Child and Juice WRLD, but I've noticed that there is some racial disparity among conspiracies about which rappers and musicians are secretly gay. You know, the big conspiracy is that there's like a gay hip hop, you know, like a gay hip hop mafia and like, you know, Puff Daddy is gay, and he's like casting couch all these rappers, and like he's banging everyone, and all these rappers are like gay, just on the DL. But I think like we could really even things out and start conspiracies about white musicians being gay.
I mean, who's it for? Because people would love that.
Well, here's exactly. People did love it when it was Taylor Swift. Gaylor was like the biggest conspiracy. It was basically QAnon for like white Zoomered women. They were so into this. But then she kind of officially came out and was like, guys, I'm not gay. Like, you gotta stop this. I'm not even gay. And so that's died. And now there's the field is wide open for us to say, like, you know who's gay? Eminem is gay. Boom. You know why he was so homophobic on those early albums? Pure projection. He was zesty the whole time.
I don't know if you're joking right now, but have you ever seen the movie The Interview?
No.
That's literally the first scene. It's that he's interviewing Eminem, and Eminem says, I'm gay. And then he talks about
really?
Exactly what you just said.
Oh. Well, I guess that's probably been done.
Yeah.
You know what? We can do... There's other...
No. What if we double down? We say Taylor was lying. This Travis Kelce guy, that's a freaking beard, okay? She is gay, still.
Revive Gaylor. I mean, I could get into that.
Then again, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, football, all that is, again, the CIA's own conspiracy, so I don't know if we can counter that.
Yeah, I mean, I have others. I have better stuff. I have so much... I have way better material. What if we said that airplanes are like the teleporters in Star Trek, where you technically die every time you go on one and a different person is stepping off the plane? What about that?
Well, okay, the thing is that with airplanes, there is no dematerialization process, so...
Well, I'm not... Like, I think people could still get into this conspiracy, though, and buy it. Like, if you fly across the country, that's not you stepping off that plane. That's a totally different person.
The only people who would buy this conspiracy are people who are not allowed on planes to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this is kind of a long... This is one just for people who, like... This is one for people who, like, kind of are, like, look like they're falling asleep on the bus, but, like, they're not falling asleep, you know?
It's to make the people on the no-fly list feel better about their predicament.
Yeah, that could... I mean... There could be a niche for it.
I don't even want to get on your stupid plane. It wouldn't even be me. It's like a teleporter from Star Trek.
You realize it's not even going to be you getting off in Denver?
Enjoy getting your molecules rearranged in Denver.
I'm going to pitch that one. I think it would be good. I wrote down in my notes, big pavement. Do not remember what I meant by that.
I know what you meant
big
by that.
Big pavement.
Why has everything got to be paved? Why is everything made of concrete, pavement, tar? Where are we getting all this? Is it made from people? Yes. Is pavement people?
Yes, and it plays into the whole... Because like one thing that's big right now is like kind of like anti-car walkability stuff.
Humans were designed to walk on ground, on dirt. Why are we walking on pavement? It's not good for our feet.
It's because of big pavement.
Big pavement. Big pavement invented shoes.
Who do you think owns Nike?
Who do you think owns Nike, Adidas, Air Jordans, Yeezys, Big Pavement?
Kanye's with Big Pavement.
That's why Kanye made the Yeezy pods, which are just socks with some padding. He's trying to make a message about shoes and Big Pavement.
I think this is unexpectedly the best one we've come up with.
I don't know if the CIA is going to go for any of these. It's hard to tell with them. They go for a lot of real stupid stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they're weird. This is one I want to do. I want to find ways to bring back old conspiracies with a twist for new, younger Zoomer audiences. So, like, there's old conspiracies that Zoomers don't care about, like... 9/11 was an inside job.
9/11 was Skibbity Toilet Grimace Grizzler.
Something like you're on the right track. We need to make these old, dusty conspiracies appeal to this new generation of kids.
9/11 predicted Skibidi toilet.
Or like, you know, how could we get kids to care about JFK? How do we get these old ones back in the rotation? Like, we could have a video where it's like JFK gets shot and then there's like
the
Fortnite sound.
I got it. We okay, so we do it TikTok style, of course. So it's old footage of JFK and stuff, and we, you know what mewing is?
Yes.
So we put footage of there. It's like, look there. You can see JFK's mewing. And then, like, if you show, like, a video of JFK, like, you know, rubbing his finger on his jaw or whatever, it's like, look, he's doing the mewing gesture. It's like, JFK invented mewing. He knows. That's why he was so handsome.
They killed him to stop people from knowing.
They killed him because of
mewing.
He was look smacking back in the 60s.
I mean, he was the hottest president, for sure. If anyone was look smacking, it was JFK. I think people are really gonna get into that.
I think we personally could make that video for real.
That's a good idea, actually. Let's make a note of that. Let's put a pin in that.
Yeah.
The other one. Now, this is one I've had for a while. So the creator of My Little Pony is named Lauren Faust.
Mm-hmm.
It's in like, that's her actual name is Faust. So I think we could make some sort of conspiracy where it's like
Faustian bargain.
She,
the devil.
Yeah, like she is related to like the original Faust, and she made some sort of demonic pact in order to create this show, which has such a weird, like, hypnotic appeal on
bronies,
you know, lonely autists and, you know, very unfortunate young boys. Well, old boys, actually.
Honestly, I believe.
And she's using her, like, evil powers for that.
I believe that one for real.
I basically do, too. And so she's done this, and she's trapping all these, you know, men in, like, the shadow realm. And, you know, eventually the pact is going to, you know, eventually the devil is going to come to collect. What happens then?
He's going to take their souls to Equestria, a.k.a. hell.
I think that's pretty much a home run. Like, that's guaranteed money, I think, with that one.
I think that one's also an easy TikTok thing to do.
You think we should put a pin in that?
Yeah, screw the CIA. We can make our own side hustle here.
All right, that's another one we can start on our own. Moving on. These are all old things, like cartoons and music. These are all very old mediums. What kids really like, if you want to appeal to the new generation, is video games, actually. So I think a good conspiracy an easy one is League of Legends. That's owned by a Chinese company in real life. So we could just say it's like a Chinese psyop. It's a Chinese psyop to sort of get people adjusted to like Chinese style justice, where you can just go to jail for no reason without a trial, just like in, you can just get banned in League without any real reason.
You realize League of Legends wasn't made by Chinese people; it was an American company before they got bought.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I personally have been playing League of Legends before they were even bought by the Chinese. So.
Is there some spin we can put on this now? Can we make this work?
I mean, we could just, you know, do normal xenophobic, you know, conspiracies of League of Legends. Say, oh, look, the Chinese have control over our autistic youth.
Okay.
Yeah, basically the same arguments we make for TikTok, we can make for League of Legends. Easily.
Okay, done. Boom. That's pretty much another home run.
That's another $10 million for us in our pocket.
Yeah. The other most popular video game, Counter-Strike, we could just say that's a Russian psyop, because kids will associate like Russian speech and images of people getting shot with fun. They'll be like, ha, funny, like, blyat, blyat. And so when they see actual news footage of Russians shooting people, you know, they won't be as shocked. It's sort of like predictive programming.
Isn't that kind of the point of all sort of violent media, video games and movies, is to desensitize people?
Yeah, I think that's another home run.
It's just an extension of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other, the big game, the hot game right now, Pal World.
That's not the new hot one. The new hot one is Helldivers 2, which I think would be an easy thing to go for. Basically, I'll give you the rundown on this. You know the movie Starship Troopers?
Yeah.
Well, this is a game of Starship Troopers, basically. Our new world government's called Super Earth, and there's an alien threat from beyond the stars called the Terminids, and there's also some robots called, I don't know, but they're robots are trying to kill us. And basically everybody and their mother right now is saying, for the glory of Super Earth, kill the bugs, kill the clanks, for democracy, whatever. And that's the new hotness.
Is it like Starship Troopers in that it's implied that it's like a false flag?
Yes, kinda, but also it's real, but kinda, because we did farm the alien threat for 100 years, and they broke out. So it kinda was our fault, but, you know, I love Helldivers too, so I'm not trying to speak treason. We're sponsored, by the way. Okay. This is hashtag ad.
Okay, well, if there's any relevance left in Pal World, that's an easy one. You can just say it's about conditioning people to get into union busting and basically just promoting modern day slavery.
To prepare for Abraham Lincoln style slavery reversal.
To prepare for white slavery as predicted by the secessionists. Discord, the video game website. This is too easy of conspiracy. It's right there in the name. Discord. It promotes Discord. It's a psyop. Boom, done.
I mean, more than that, it's for, you know, pedophiles and stuff. It's a pedophile ring.
Yeah, I mean, that's an easy one. That's like, how have they not...
Well, no, that one does exist.
Oh, really? Like, people think the Discord was just created as like a... As what, as like a honeypot?
Yeah. That one's already... CIA already did that one. They got a lot of... Like, us two, we're just two guys. We're a drop in the ocean of the guys that the CIA has coming up with stuff. So, you know, it's hard to tread new ground. But
we're obviously the best.
You know, in our opinion, yeah, we're the best. But, money talks, and we have not seen a lot of it.
This one, you know, there's no bad ideas in a brainstorm. So I'm just throwing this out there. You know, I don't know if you've noticed this, but the internet, you know, it's getting a little bit anti-Semitic these days. So I think what we could do is we could take a little bit of the heat off of the Jews. You know, everyone on the internet is very anti-Semitic and the Nazi. So we could take a little heat off of them, and we could start fake conspiracies about other, you know, small groups in America. Like, we could say, you know, why are Japanese people making all this anime and all this Pal World? It's to lower the birth rate. Boom.
Why are all the Mexican people coming from, you know, the border? What are they doing? They're trying to do something weird at the border.
I think that one might already be out there.
Oh. black people.
You know, there's no bad ideas in a brainstorm, though, so I'm not judging you.
What's up with black people? What are they doing? Asians.
What's that? What are they up to?
What if we just made racism two? Racism two.
What I'm saying is we disperse it a little bit. Instead of having everyone be so concentrated on hating on Jews, what if we just spread it out a little bit?
What if we made like Hyperborea Little Dark Age edits, but instead of like for Nazis, it's for the Jews?
You're saying get some like really pro-Jewish stuff going.
Like a pro-Jewish MGMT Little Dark Age Hyperborea edits.
Like return to Israel? What are we doing here?
Yeah. Well, yeah, let's just get some more pro-Israel propaganda out there. That's what I think.
Well, there's no bad ideas in a brainstorm.
Not a lot of good ones either.
The other thing is, like, some of these might not sound that good, or like they might not sound like convincing. You might be listening to this thinking, people won't think National Treasure is real. People won't think Eminem was gay. But the thing is, we have an intern, and he is going to turn all of these ideas into image macros in MS Paint. So there was going to be like a picture and there was going to be text on it. And when you do that, studies have shown that people are 95% more likely to believe that it's real.
Also, you know, are the people we have to show this to at the CIA, they are much older than us. They are only just now getting into, you know, 2010 style, you know, I can have cheeseburger memes. So that's the format we have to present them with.
Because they're all like above 50.
Above 60.
That's the end of my ideas. That's what I have heading into this meeting. If you have anything you want to just hit me with right now, I know you've been busy with court and the whole Wendy's thing, but if there's anything you just want to throw out, I mean, I'm all ears.
Well, I think conspiracy I'd like to throw out now is that the legal system is it's fake. Because obviously, my theory for invoking squatters' rights plus castle doctrine, that's like airtight. Legally, but you know, whatever, house arrest, ankle bracelet, it's all fake.
I agree. A lot of people think that if you start the fight for no reason, you're automatically in the wrong.
But I had a reason, obviously. They were entering my domicile, my bathroom.
Well, I'm saying that's what like uneducated people think.
Plebs.
Like if you see the video footage, what it looks like is you breaking into a Wendy's and you just start wailing on people. But that's not what actually is going on. That's literally what happened, but it's not really.
The first punch wasn't thrown until they attempted to open the bathroom door.
Well, this is what people are not really
sure. The fight might have moved outside of the bathroom, but you know, adrenaline.
If any of our listeners, well, first of all, I'll say again, the GoFundMe for Green Candles legal defense, that's gonna be up soon. I'm not saying you have to donate, but it's sort of like if you're listening for free to this, so it's kind of expected that if you listen you will donate.
It's not a tax write-off, just to warn you. It's not charity.
Yeah, I've tried that before. And then if you have any conspiracies that you think would be good ideas for us to start as like you know, a psyop, fake conspiracies to distract from reality. You can just email those to us. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us on X. We have a Substack coming out. It's going to be $90 a month, and it's going to be my essays on which rappers are gay. Have I announced that yet?
And, you know, the manifesto on why Taylor Swift is still gay.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff coming out soon. We got a big new series coming out. That's all I have. You have anything else you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Listeners, I want you to go look at the new Sora video AI. It's insane. We probably should have brought that up as a conspiracy, but if you look at it, you'll just, you know, you'll come up with your own applications. If you're a real fan of the show, you'll come up with your own applications for how this new video AI is going to ruin everything.
And there you go. Thanks for listening, everyone.